Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hey.
Hello.
You need to get them cigarettes up out of there.
I know. Just that. What they call it? Bronchial emphysema, some mess like that.
No ma'am. Don't put that on you.
I'm not a smoker. You know what? I went to, had a surgery, and you know, they always check to make sure everything is good, your teeth, your bone health, and your heart, everything is good. And she's like, gosh, you got a healthy body. I said, yeah, I don't smoke. And then I know a young lady that was needing a surgery, and her chances were 50-50 if she had the surgery because of her drinking, her history of smoking and drinking. And so it's like, in her head, it's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't, I'm going to die. It's a 50-50 chance that once they cut me open, then because of how bad her lungs are, and she just feel like she doesn't think that she should go through with the surgery. And I was like, well, take a chance. So I'm just happy that I have good health.
So hold on. Somebody tell you it's 50-50 chance for you to live or die.
Because of how bad, whatever.
Because
it
of
is,
the condition of your body. Mm-hmm. And so your choice is to opt to
not
have the surgery?
Yep. She was really contemplating about having the
surgery. Okay, so now you don't even have no odds. You've chose death.
No matter what.
So basically, was she going to have to stop drinking and smoking?
Well, the thing about it is she been stopped smoking. I'm not sure how long the smoking stopped, but drinking, she had stopped drinking maybe about 15 years now. But the damage was already done.
Right. But still, yeah. Why not take the chance to live versus not take, like, to me, that's crazy.
So
is she still alive?
I don't know if she ever had the surgery or not.
Okay.
This was beginning of the year.
But she's still alive, right?
Yeah. She's still alive. So I guess as long as they don't cut on her, she good.
Honey, y'all better take care of y'all selves. Because what the world? So now there are some things that I probably would not do to myself.
Like what?
So number one, I'm not having any augmenting surgeries. Like, I'm not going to put myself through a surgery that I don't necessarily have to have. Like, I've had breast reductions, right? Because that was something that I needed to do. I was having like horrible back pain. I had these really bad indentions in my shoulders from the bra strap because my breast was so heavy. Upper back of my neck was just on fire all the time. So that was something that I needed to do. I needed to have that breast reduction. However, I would not go and have mommy makeovers or BBLs or something like that, because that ain't something I got to do.
Well, at a certain age, I don't think is recommended because of the health risk that goes with your age. When you're younger, your body can bounce back quicker. Or it's supposed to.
Right.
It's supposed to bounce back quicker. As you age, your body just changes. Your mental state changes. And so I don't know how I feel. And I have a friend that is really thinking about, but she needs it, butt liftings, butt implant. I don't know, something about the booty. She needs some booty. But I think she's too old for it.
Does she need the booty?
She wants it. But she's too old now.
Because she don't need that.
She over 50.
You been walking around here for 50 years old with no ass. Why you need an ass now?
Why now? That's why I said, like, why now?
And so here's my struggle. So I done went had these surgeries, right? For the breasts, because I've gone 2 times. And now I'm almost 50. And I've been thinking about getting a breast lift.
Because that's not an augmentation though.
Right. So I'm not putting anything in my breast, but because I'm older, they're a little saggier now. And because I've had those surgeries done in the past, they don't sit up the way I would like them to sit. So I still feel like I have this pressure from these, and the motherfuckers still big, hanging boobs in the front of me. So it's like, well, do I go and have the breast lift done? And yeah, so to
But it's all psychological too, right? So they say you are how you feel. And if you look at yourself and you see yourself as, I still look youthful. I mm-hmm. still look like I'm vibrant, but my body doesn't
reflect
the what same I feel thing. Like. Mm-hmm. Doing something minor is not bad, like a Botox here and there, or I don't know about fillers. I don't know a whole lot about that, but you know, if you got the fine lines and mm-hmm. because creams and all that stuff, I don't think is, or the miracle creams and stuff, I don't think that is 100% effective. But not saying surgery is effective, but I think it all goes back to your mental state as well. Because when you look at yourself, you start noticing the sags, the under the chin, you know, hanging, the crow mm-hmm. lines. And you start looking like, I don't feel how I'm looking. I want to look how I feel.
There's no quick fix. Let me just explain to you. There's no quick
fix. No, I want to feel how I look.
Right. It's nothing you can do, aesthetically, that's going to improve your facial features, your body size, type, whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless you, number one, exercise. Everything is done inside out. Mm-hmm. So mechanically, you're not going to be able to do this or you know, with a cream or a potion or whatever. Right. You're not going to be. So you got to have to start from the outside. And so, yeah, you're going to either have to exercise or do the work. You know, mm-hmm. there are facial massages to tighten your face.
Yes, but that means you have to be, it's repetitive, right. consistent. You have to be very consistent over time.
Right. And it's not going to be instant. Whereas if you go have the surgery, yeah. What the world? So yeah, you're gonna have to take the risk of going under the knife or mm-hmm. you know, just doing the work, which takes a minute. And we want it ready, set, go. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have to do all that. Now what we will do is, what us Gen Xers will do, we'll do the surgery and then do the work to do the upkeep. Mm-hmm. Versus your millennials and your Gen Zers, they gonna want the surgery, but they pretty much ain't gonna do the work to try to keep the shit up.
I don't understand the Gen Zers and the millennials. Why y'all out here having these surgeries? Y'all ain't even had y'all first child yet.
Correct. And then when you're looking all good and everybody wanna bust it open, now,
all that work for
nothing. All that work right on out the window.
I ain't gonna say for nothing, but
your body ain't gonna snap back. Not like that anyway. So that's craziness. So have you thought about anything you want to do to try to, you know, preserve your youth? Because you look good for 48. 48, that's 48. Right, that baby, 48.
48, I'm getting up there.
The great 48.
What do I have accepted I'm getting older and my body is changing. However, mm-hmm. I don't have to be a sloth with it, right? Mm-hmm. I can still maintain. I just been thinking, like, what do I really want to do? I enjoy kickboxing. Mm-hmm. I think that was the best shape my body has ever been in when I did kickboxing. Mm-hmm. I did it for about 8 or 9 months, about 3 times a week I did it. Oh my gosh. And it was empowering, right? I got to learn stances. I got to learn not only just, it was exercise for me, because I did like the 9 rounds kickboxing mm-hmm. exercise circuit, but I enjoyed it so, so, so much. Now, mentally, what threw me off from that was I had to stop exercising for a surgery. So my doctor told me, he was like, you can no longer do any upper body exercises. I could still walk, But I couldn't do the upper body because I had the thyroid, mm-hmm. and they didn't want me to do any more straining to mm-hmm. my upper body, right? So I had to stop working out a couple of weeks prior to the surgery. And then even after the surgery, I couldn't work out for about 6 months, about 120 days, so like 4 months after the surgery. So that kind of put me into a comfort zone of not wanting to work out, right? I was so amped about working out prior to, and I did it for like 8-9 months. And then I went to not working out, couldn't work out, mm-hmm. had to slow down my workouts. And I didn't enjoy working out anymore because it's not what I didn't see the results like I did before. So I think now I'm looking into Pilates, mm-hmm. and it's not as what I thought it was. I thought Pilates was just, you know, stretching, and I thought it was less intense. Mm-hmm. But when I actually, I think I heard you, and I went, I said, well, Facebook and Instagram be giving these
little free classes,
little wall Pilates, and it I did the wall Pilates, uh-huh. and it was cool, uh-huh. but that's not the same as Pilates inside a studio,
right?
And so I went on YouTube and I was like, let me look up the difference, because I heard you and the other. I'm like, oh my god, that's stretching. Like, I think I'll break my pelvic bone if I tried to do that. I'm serious. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I got to learn how to stretch before going there, because I don't want to go there and then I end up in an emergency room because I done mm-hmm. broke a hip, or I've twisted my arm. Like, that is, don't know about that. So, but Pilates, if I just rather work out and just do it the natural way and healthy way and just eat decent, because mm-hmm. you know, I still snack, but I don't do fried foods. Mm-hmm. I'm very limited. I'm not gonna say I don't do fried foods, but I'm very, very limited on the fried foods that I eat. But my snacking, I gotta
buckle down.
Yeah. And but I think just finding an exercise that you enjoy doing. So if you are a person that loves to walk, mm-hmm. put your music on, get you a little some weights and walk it out. Mm-hmm. If you like to be in the gym, busting it out in front of the mirror, do that. If you like group settings, find you a nice group, go do that. If you like, you have to find where do you like or find joy in working out and start there. That's my take on
find
it.
Find your niche.
Yeah, that's my
fitness.
Yeah, find your fitness journey and do that and start small. Don't try to go big, because I tried to go big and I went right back home. Mm-hmm. And I went back home in my refrigerator trying to figure out what I can eat, because I don't know, it's something about working out and it just tears your body down, and the first thing you want to go to is eat. But you know,
the first thing I want to do is go to bed. Let me bathe and get my ass to bed, because I'm woe out.
I read in the article that when you exercise, especially if you do a lot of cardio, you need to, at least within the first 35 minutes after your workout, to eat some high protein. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eating high protein right after your workout, whether it's taking a protein shake or eating some high protein food, that is recommended. Because it cuts down on, it helps your metabolism.
Yeah, it helps to keep your metabolism going and burning. But it also replenishes everything that you just lost healthy-wise mm-hmm. in the workout. So that when your body, so when you don't eat and your body crashes, that's when you round here like looking for food, mm-hmm. looking for the wrong shit, craving carbs.
Yeah, baby, I crashed and went straight to the refrigerator. I'm like, and then I had nothing. And some peanut butter.
And so then what did you eat?
I scooped some peanut butter off a spoon, on the spoon.
But
that
was good. That was protein.
Because I don't buy junk. I don't buy sweets, because I know me.
Yeah. Well.
So if anything sweet in the house, it's going to be some peanut butter. That's it.
Well, that's a good one. Well, speaking of you talking about the kickboxing, I think the best shape that I've ever been in my life was when y'all know I don't like to work out. I've expressed this many a times on the show. So when I did salsa and pole dancing, I was probably in the best shape that I have ever been in my life. It's very toned. It's very strengthening. You think about how strong those strippers have to be to hold their entire body weight up on the pole. Because the first thing they teach you in pole dancing when you get up on the pole is to be able to hold yourself in midair. So you have to make your way up the pole. So you go through weeks before you even learn how to pole dance. You have to do the strength training to where you have to hold your body weight up. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get through it.
Yeah, I can't lift. I have no upper body strength.
And you have to have that as a stripper. You have to have good leg strength and you have to have good upper body strength. And so I appreciate that. Even with salsa, I used to leave salsa class like beat up. Like I had done been. So back in the day when we used to go shake our ass in the club all night and pop that thing all night, that's how I felt when I was doing salsa. And I could not understand it because salsa is literally a two-step movement. And if you do put bachata, it's a little bit more. But I was just like, why am I so goddamn, like, tight and achy from, you know.
From salsa.
But I could tell, you know, when I was around there twirling around, because my salsa instructor, he's a bad motherfucker, Joel, that bitch could go all night. And I don't understand. But let me tell you something. You will leave that goddamn salsa club like you done twerked all night long.
You know, I know it's a lot of strength and precision and accuracy in dancing. But it looks so flawless. It looks so...
It looks
like butter sliding and gliding across the floor. Like it
and
just,
I think that's why
fun.
I grasp the pole dancing and the salsa because it didn't feel like a workout. It just felt like I was having a good time.
Pole dancing looked like a workout. That looks like a workout.
But it's so fun because I'm in the mood. I'm listening to the music. I'm feeling sexy. I don't know. I'm in my zone.
I commend the girls that climb the pole.
The midnight ballerinas.
That's what it really. I do because it's a talent. It's an art.
It is an art form.
And not everybody can do it. I've seen so many girls that are strippers that still cannot, they are okay, but you have some bad ones out there that really take it to the next level. And the craft and the thought and it's just everything that goes into it, from the uniform to the, well, limited uniform.
Lack thereof
uniform. But still, like, you just day in and day out that you're entertaining all day long. You got to be in good shape. You should be in good shape. You should, you know, like, just think about it. Your mental has to be on point.
Right. But what if you could do that? What if you could go to work out, and make money? Is that not like the biggest fucking win in the world? Like, I go to work, I get my workout in, and I make all this money.
I think for girls like that who enjoy, say you enjoy working out, and that is your craft. I think those girls will be making the money.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about outside the stage or behind, you know, the VIP closets. I mean,
in the boom boom room.
Yeah, the boom boom rooms. But you can tell those who really put in the work.
Yeah.
You can tell. And I bet you they're in the gym, they're working out, they're looking because you want to look your best.
Right.
You want to make top dollar.
Correct.
And that's right there. Yeah, I can't do it.
But there are more older people who are getting into pole dancing because of the flexibility and the stretchability of the art form. So I have noticed that a lot of older women are getting into pole and floor work dancing, And I love that.
I can do a floor. I can do the floor work. And I can even do the kind of just swing me around the pole. But don't get me to climb
when
the
you
pole.
Can do them somersaults and them body rolls and different things, like, people don't realize that that's actually helping you with your flexibility. And yeah, we gotta hey, you don't wanna be looking like the little humped over osteoporosis.
I can't even
woman.
Tie my shoe good. I gotta sit down on my bench. But that just goes to show that age will tell on you quicker than you can tell on you.
Right.
And I have to sit down now to put on my shoes.
Right. But what good is the pretty picture if the bone's cracking and the bitch can't even bend over or squat down?
I'm good. But it's that initial, like, you know how you crank a car up? And
you got to warm up.
Doom, 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 doom. And then the car starts. That's how I am when I lean.
And that lets you know.
And my knees.
There's work.
It's the left knee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The left knee.
There's work to do. We got to oil up them bones.
Warm up. I got to warm up.
We got to get them bones. So after I finish school in December, because God knows I ain't never going back in the classroom again. That's going to be my new journey, because I'll be 50. So my journey going into 50 is to start with the fitness. So now I'm starting with the stretching. I have thus now started with the stretching. So I feel like I need to get my body to a certain stretch and flexibility so I can be able to move on to the next phase. And then once I don't have the homework, I'm going to take my lunch break to start with the walking every day, all my lunch break. So there's no excuses. I have to go out and walk. And I did really, really well with that a few years ago. And I just want to get back to that. I got to find that time to get my body to where, because we only get one body, just like we only get one life. And I want to be in my best health possible as I move forward.
Now, do you need a workout buddy or can you work out alone?
It would really be good if I did have an accountability partner.
Well, does your accountability partner need to be with you or is it someone that you can check in with?
No, they don't have to be with you. Okay. Now, it's great if they are. It's great if they are. But even if that person says, hey, because I was looking at this guy the other day, he was like, hey, this is the kind of man you need in your life. Hey, we had a goal and I want you to honor your goals. So with that being said, are you on your way to your walk? So now you ain't got no man talking about, hey, you need to get your fat ass out there and do what you need to do. But he's basically confronting you with what you said you were gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's your accountability partner, but he's also ensuring that you honor your promise to yourself. And that's getting it done, whether he's there or not. And that's what a good mate would do. Not just sit there and convict you for, you know, you not holding up to what you said you were gonna do. Hell, when I was married, my husband was not going to work out. He was not going to do anything. But he'd be like, all right, what's going on? I'm about to get in the truck and I'm going to ride behind you. So let's get to walking. And that nigga would.
But he made sure you did
it. He made sure I did it. And he'd be on that phone in that truck doing what he do. But he was right behind me in that truck.
So you'll be at wherever and he'll follow you?
Yep. Or sometimes he would take me to Meadow Lake Park and just sit out there on his phone and doing what he do. And
I guess he provided some kind of support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he made sure. He'd be like, you want a salad? What you want to eat?
Okay.
Now, sometimes he'd be like, you did good today. You want an ice cream cone? No, nigga, I don't want no goddamn ice cream cone. You're not helping.
You're right. At least he wasn't bashing you for not doing it. Mm-mm. Or, yeah. Okay.
So I appreciated that. And he would just be like, well, what you want me to help you do? like, make my food to the side. He make him and Maddie's food, but he make my food to the side. So it'd be what I needed to eat. Like, that's support, even when they can't support you. But then you looking at their shit and you be like, can I have a little bit? Can I have a scoop of that?
See, me, I complain the whole time I'm working out. If I have a trainer, I complain the entire, I do it. And I'm satisfied with doing it, but I don't know why. I'm just rebellious. Like, I don't know, but I think I don't like people telling me what I need to do.
Right.
But I do it, mm-hmm. but I have a whole lot of lip while doing it. And that's just dumb.
So I think you need to get over yourself, ma'am.
Yeah, I think that's just dumb. Like, why do I do that?
Because the trainer is the accountability partner, correct?
That's what they're there for, to make sure that I am doing all the workouts, doing them correctly. Mm-hmm.
And you paid, and you paid the trainer, right?
Paid the trainer and not cheating myself out of it.
So what do you want the trainer to do?
Just lighten up a little. You know, just...
Don't be too hard on her.
Don't be too hard, or let me relax a little bit. Like, instead of taking a 10-second rest, give me a 20-second rest.
But I feel like sometimes... So... I feel like if I had that emotional, mental coming at me, like when you say you want the rest, was you resting when you was resting your ass up there eating that whole goddamn bag of potato chips?
And that's what
that's what I need.
Yes, and it make you even angrier because like why you gotta bring that up?
You angry? Bitch, was you angry when you sat there and ate them goddamn
Why you had to say that? Why you couldn't say something else? Like now you making me feel like a little fatty.
You want somebody to baby you.
Yeah.
You need somebody to be firm with you. See, you wanted somebody to pop your hand when you was little, not pop you with a switch. That's not how you don't learn. No. You don't learn with the baby, taps.
You right.
So you need somebody to be a little rough with you. You need somebody to shake your ass up.
I'm a walking contradiction.
See?
I am a walking contradiction. Because that's a Gemini for you. Such a walking contradiction, boy, I tell you.
Bitch, how you mad? Because I'm up here doing my job trying to help you. You sound crazy.
Well, it's okay when they do it, but when you do
it's cool when they do it.
Yes.
It's a problem when I do it.
Yes.
Welcome.
And then they be like, well, you trying to look like this? Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. You can't have it both ways.
Well,
maybe
I need the surgery.
Shoot. And we just maintain, right?
Yep.
So we going to take the easy way out.
And eat a cookie.
And this bitch is eating a cookie. You know what? It's time to go.
What?
Thank you for joining us today. Very necessary, folks. While she eat this goddamn cookie.
Okay, goddamn.
And you can find us on all our streaming platforms.
The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. And on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com.
Y'all here with the cookie in the mouth?
That's why I can't talk, because I got a darn cookie in a spoon. Look,
and we out with our fat ass.